This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Welcome to Hashtag Fatherhood with Bennett and Battle.
We are back. Hashtag Fatherhood, Bennett and Battle. You seem more stressed even for your normal self. Wait, what's going on?
It was fine.
You came in here just like a bull in a china shop.
Sit down. Let's do this podcast.
The drive in today was fine.
Right.
You know what I mean? There wasn't like...
You always have a story. You always come in hot.
I don't know what it is, but where I normally...
I think it's you.
My wife says I just have like a cloud hanging over my head.
Oh, wow.
She's not wrong. So the drive-in was fine. There's no accidents. There's no dumb construction where, by the way, Philly is the only major American city that I'm aware of that closes down all lanes of traffic except for one during rush hour.
They do that often.
To spray for weeds, right?
Right.
These are things you can do at night
right.
when fewer people, you know, millions of people aren't trying to get in the city for work. So fuck you, city of Philadelphia. Number one. Number two, or Department of Public Works. I don't know who's responsible for that. Number two, this morning, I got in fine. But where I get off usually, and there's a little parking, a hidden parking garage that I park in, because it's only like $15 a day, because work doesn't pay for my parking. And it was blocked. The whole thing was backed up. The road, it was a one-way street that I go down. The whole thing is backed up. There's just a fire truck there with its lights on. Not the sirens, but like the yellow lights. Just
okay.
Kind of like it's hazard lights. Like you just, do you know what I mean? Like
yeah,
you
yeah,
just
yeah.
Parked in front of the CVS and threw the hazards on to go pick up their prescription, run back out.
Right.
Kind of thing. And I'm like, what are we doing? And I'm looking at the clock and I was sitting there for 5 minutes. I think that's a long time to be sitting there not going anywhere. As traffic is piling up behind me.
Yeah.
By the way, right behind me is 676. So that's going to get backed up onto the highway. It's getting backed up onto the off ramp.
Yeah.
Now, there's no fire. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not here to bash firemen, fire people, firefighters. What do we call them now? I don't know.
Everyone's catching smoke.
Yeah. Everything seemed fine. It just looked like he was stopping in to see his buddy. But he's in this giant fire truck blocking the traffic.
Right. That's like when cops put on their lights just to like get through traffic or like get through a red light or whatever. I've seen them do that. And they go past the red light and they turn their lights off.
That I would do if
oh,
I was
yeah.
a cop.
I would
absolutely do that.
I would take advantage.
But this guy is just kind of parked. I'm not bashing.
Right.
Again, fireman. I'm sure he's a nice guy. And if we got talking, we'd be great friends. But you can't do that. You know what I mean? Like,
so you're there,
and
what are you? Like, are you yelling at this point? Are you pounding the steering wheel?
Yeah, I kind of.
Five minutes.
I'll stop back here. I kind of.
Yeah.
My hands are just gripping the steering wheel, and I just go, "What the fuck?" So to my left is a little sliver of grass and a little bit of a curb, and it goes down another one-way street if we're to hop over that.
Okay.
Going the wrong way down the one-way street.
Okay.
What did I do?
You did all that?
You're damn right I did!
Wow!
So,
Oh my God.
I'm like, oh, this fireman's tied up here. There's nobody around. I'm going to do this. And then a couple other people followed my lead. There's always a leader. So
you, that just happened to you. You just did that.
I just did that. Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto'd around Philadelphia.
Yes.
Gotcha.
On the wrong way.
Wow.
On a one-way street.
All right.
And then I couldn't get access to my parking garage. Normally I had to drive around and I parked outside of Trader Joe's for 2 hours and I got to re-up it every 2 hours before the PPA Nazis are.
Would you say that you're a patient person?
No, not at all.
I don't know if it was just like driving that sets you off. It's just everything.
I'm an impatient person. I've had my a lifetime's worth of bullshit already. And I have.
I've met my quota.
Yes.
I am done.
It should be smooth sailing for the second half of my life. And it is not. Mm. So that makes me less patient. Mm. Right. I get very irritated with shit like that.
Yeah.
You know, you're wasting my time. It comes down to you're wasting my time. My time is being wasted.
I can't say I'm very patient either.
Yes,
whether
you
it
are.
Be traffic. It's like traffic in like lines. If I'll never wait in a line for like a ride.
Well, that's because we've been working in radio for too long and we've just credentialed everywhere we've gone.
We get the line pass.
Yeah, we always had the VIP, these things, these lanyards.
Yeah. It happened recently. What was it? Oh, we went to go see Bill Burr, right? And
nice.
So when they opened the doors, we were waiting in the line. With
the rest of the steerage?
Yeah. And I was like, I'm not, ugh. I don't know. I hate lines, whether it be waiting in traffic or grocery store. A comedy show. Yeah, I don't know.
No.
I'm with you.
I agree. The DMV is our worst nightmare.
DMV.
Our worst nightmare.
Oh, Jesus.
So, yeah.
That is the worst line. I think you found it. That's the worst line you could be in, the DMV line.
Yeah, it's certainly not like Space Mountain, because at least there's a reward at the end of that.
Right, there's a reward. You get to the DMV counter, and they're just pissed off. What do you want? Yeah,
well, I'm going to pay you money. You're going to nickel and dime me so I can have my stupid face on a piece of cardboard.
Well, you never get it right the first time, too. If you go to the DMV, you most certainly have something wrong with you. Like, you don't have all the pieces of identification.
Yeah. No, they do that intentionally. Well,
for sure.
They
like, you don't have a blood sample here? No, you need, you need to come back with your blood.
They also just don't care. Like any government body you're dealing with, they don't have to care because they're the only game in town. So, you know, when I was in Rhode Island, which is, I fucking hate that state for these reasons. I had to take off days off of work to go to the DMV and wait in line for 5 hours.
I believe it.
To be told. And by the way, this may have changed now because it's 2023. When this was going on in like 2010, they did not have computers there. It was a ledger. It was all handwritten ledgers.
God.
This was like
not much has changed. RPG.
Right. Like some shitty role-playing game in medieval times. You couldn't pay with a credit card. You couldn't pay. You had to pay in cash or check. Who takes a fucking check now?
No.
This is the DMV of Rhode Island.
The Oregon Trail is more advanced than the DMV system. I'll tell you what. When I was trying to get my registration for New Jersey, right? Because I went from PA to Jersey. They were like, okay, have the dealer send us the title. And once we receive the title, you can have your car registered here in Jersey. I was like, okay, so when you receive it, you're just going to call me or email me? They're like, no, we're going to send you a postcard when we get it.
Yeah.
I swear, no, that was real life.
No, I believe it.
We'll send you a postcard.
Yes.
It's 2023, Battle.
Right.
What are you doing with postcards? What are you, my Nana from the 90s? What are you doing?
A picture of deer feeding on the front or something in the back. Look, they're eating apples. That makes staying here fun.
There's got to be a better way. Like, you know, a call, an email. Even a fax would be more advanced than a postcard.
Yeah, but
smoke signal, a carrier pigeon would be more advanced than a postcard.
This has nothing to do with anything, but I wonder if a state government agency like that has to pay for postage. Is that just kind of like fueling? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
they're
propping up their other buddies in the post office.
Right.
Yeah, well, we'll use postcards and we'll prop up the post. We'll help out their Frank over there in the post office. I don't know.
Interesting.
I'm on my first cup of coffee, so.
No, well, I'm glad that this is like a little therapy session for you. I feel like every time we sit down, are you still doing therapy?
No, I should, but I just don't have time.
Yeah,
because I'm sitting in traffic all the time.
This is both our therapy session.
Yeah, I think you okay? I noticed you got some bandages on your arm there.
Yeah,
you don't want to talk about it. Yeah. You got a boo-boo, as my son would say?
Yeah, no, this is poison ivy. So it's
from your backyard?
It's all covered up, yeah. Well,
you son of a bitch!
I got rid of the poison ivy. You're welcome. But I guess I got some on my arm.
Anyway, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, thanks.
Why were you clearing out your backyard? Did something happen this past weekend?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe a little gender reveal that you had a big part of. Are we going to talk about it now? Yeah, let's talk about it now.
Yeah.
I thought, are we teasing it or are we doing it now?
No, we're doing
it
now.
Welcome to Bennett's Baby Gender Reveal. The new 96.5 TDY's Morning Man is having a baby. Will it be a boy or a girl? Listen as we find out live right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bennett will be having a boy!
Congrats to the Bennett family on the upcoming baby boy. A life filled with tantrums and Tonka trucks. From the new 96.5 TDY.
Just played the gender reveal.
Oh, yeah. No, it sounded good. Sounded good. No, so, I asked you to voice that, which, by the way, you killed it. That was amazing. Not only are you a close friend of ours, but, you know, you're the station voice of 96.5, so it made sense. But I was so surprised that you kept the secret. I thought for sure either you would tell me by mistake or tell someone else that would tell me.
But why are you surprised? I don't tell. I'm very good at keeping secrets.
Apparently. Yeah. Yeah, you passed the test.
Part of it is I'm good at keeping secrets, number one.
Yeah.
The other half of it is most of the time when people are telling me secrets, I just don't care. So I immediately forget about what they just told me about and I'm on to something else.
What a narcissist. Yeah. So we had our gender reveal. We're having a freaking boy.
Yeah.
Which is nuts.
That's right, buddy. Welcome.
I am super excited. See, I didn't let myself. Oh, my. Yeah. I'm already terrified. If the kid's anything like me when I was in high school, I'm worried.
Well, you've got some time.
I know. I'm already thinking about that era. I'm like, oh, God, what I got into when I was a kid. But anyway. I didn't allow myself to even like think it was going to be a boy or a girl because I don't want to like be disappointed when it's not that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You start envisioning your life and how it's going to be. Like now I can start doing that because I know it's going to be a boy. Deep, 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 deep down, I did want a boy though. So I'm
well, you've
pumped.
Already got. You already I got my girl. Female. Yeah, you already right. have a girl. You might as well have another or another. You might as well have the other one. You
yeah,
might,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
The other thing.
Well, I said before on a previous podcast that my family needed me to have a boy to keep the Bennett name.
Oh, that's right.
So the Bennett name
like
lives on.
Or something.
What's that?
This is like royalty or something.
I know. Yeah, yeah. No, I feel like some emperor right now. Yeah.
Succeeds.
Yeah, he gets to, you know, take over the land once I pass, you know?
Mm. Well, good.
It's a big responsibility.
Yeah. No serfs
take over the
here.
Compound.
Just
yeah.
kings.
And we have a name, but I think I'll wait for another podcast to drop the name. You know, I can't give you all the goods
nice
right now. I can't blow the load right now.
That's fine. I don't really care about the name. As long as, again, going back to my name rant from last season.
Yeah.
Just don't call him like Trinitaly or something like
no,
that.
No, it's,
or,
you know, you have to be
famous.
Do
what you want. It's not my kid, but I'm
you
just
have to be some type of celebrity to name your kid something strange. Right.
Because then that child is going to be insulated with other celebrity kids throughout their life.
Where it'll make sense.
And then just kind of like condescend to the rest of us plebes on Facebook.
Right, right,
or
right.
Twitter about how we should only use one square of toilet paper and shit like that.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I mean, my goal.
It's a normal name. I will say that.
Okay. Yeah. My goal is. Yeah, I wasn't worried about that. My goal is to, when it comes to naming, and I think we've discussed this, is to give the kid a name that's not going to invite bullying or getting his ass kicked on the ball field.
Right. You have to see what the name rhymes with, you know?
Right.
That's a good test.
Yes.
If it rhymes, like, yeah, it could get dicey. Because kids are ruthless.
Right.
And nothing's more terrifying than a bully.
No. And the argument against that was, well, kids will
pick on kids for whatever.
I'm like, that's fine, but we don't.
We didn't add to it.
We eliminated the name, though.
Right.
Right. And maybe they do. Maybe they call him Scary Harry. I don't know.
Scary.
Only on Halloween will I accept that.
Right, right, right.
But let's not give them a reason.
Right. Yeah, we can limit the bullying.
Yes.
A little
exactly.
bit. Exactly.
Yeah. I don't understand that kind of thinking. It's like, it's the people who are in debt. I'm going on a macro argument right now. We're just swimming in debt all the time, but are... They have the brand new Pathfinder and
right. They're adding to the problem.
Right. And just the they have the $7 Starbucks every day. I know that's a cliche argument, but I'm right. actually basing this off a person that I know and is constantly complaining about how broke she is. Always in debt. I'm in so much debt. Like, well, you're buying all these things. Like, I'm in so much debt that the $7 coffee a day doesn't matter. I go, yes, it fucking does.
Yeah, it does. It adds up.
It is a fucking mindset.
Yeah.
Sell that car. Brew your own Folgers at home.
Right.
Buy yourself a Toyota Corolla for $2,000
yeah.
and make it work. Pay down
That's
the
how
debt.
The rich stay rich, you know? Mark Whatever. Zuckerberg's wearing Primark. Did you know that?
Is he?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, he probably owns Primark.
But like that's how yeah, you have to live within your means.
Yeah.
But anyway. I want to pick your brain as we continue this
podcast.
Yeah,
flesh it out here.
Because, you know, I'm not used to being a boy dad. I'm only used to being a girl dad. So I think the biggest thing that's been coming up within our conversations, my wife and I, and this was actually talked about at the gender reveal, is changing boy diapers. Like,
I heard that mentioned.
You did.
Somebody brought it up. Like,
it was
what
probably Colleen.
How do you
my
clean
wife?
The penis?
Right.
Well, I don't.
She's worried about like clean like the little balls, like the little saggy balls.
I mean, I wouldn't take a, a Swiffer to it. I wouldn't go scrubbing with like a steel wool.
I've never seen baby balls before. So like, it's going to be a lot of firsts.
You're just delicate. Are you delicate with your balls?
I mean, I like to be. Yeah.
Okay. I'm so delicate. You want to be very delicate with yeah. your kids' balls.
Okay.
It's not that difficult. Sometimes there'll be little pieces of
different.
Turd that get
it's
mashed
It's just the
in
unknown.
There. Yeah. It's unknown for her because she doesn't have a penis.
Right.
Assuming your wife. I don't know.
I mean, last time I checked, you didn't.
Right. So I think you just, it's not that big of a deal. My wife doesn't have a penis and she dealt with it. So,
she'll clean the penis?
What do you mean clean the penis?
Because there's
diaper?
Other couples saying like the father was like in charge of like.
Oh, there's no like penis duty. No.
So you both share penis duty.
There's no penis duty.
Gotcha.
I don't know. You guys are like,
are we overthinking? Are we overthinking the penis?
Yes.
So the penis is fine.
I hope so. Yes.
Okay.
The only time I deal with it. It's like,
is your son circumcised? Are there?
Yes. We got him circumcised.
Yeah. Okay. I think we're going to do that too. Okay. I mean, he'll thank me.
Look, it was a personal choice. It wasn't a religious choice for us.
No, it won't be religious for me either. But I think later in life, when he's 16, I think he'll thank me.
What's the age where you and your buddies start showing each other their dicks? Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Right around that time.
All right.
Like, thanks,
all
Dad.
All right, Bennett, what do you got down there? Your turn.
Oh, women an anteater.
Women don't know that guys kind of do that stuff as they get older. But, all right, show me your dick. All right.
It was talked about a bunch at the gender reveal. I'm not worried about it. You know?
No.
I'm used to this. I'm used to this.
The thing. Yeah. I think
production.
It's, I guess.
This equipment.
I'm trying to put myself in your position because we don't have vaginas.
Now, so that was.
If I had a girl.
Wild to me.
Right.
I was like, what is going on? Because.
Like, I know it's there. I know it's their version of a penis, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they have.
Right. You got that.
I didn't
right.
pay attention in health class as a kid.
Yeah. No,
honestly,
it's a vagina.
I don't know why women have periods. I just know that they happen every so often. And then it's like no go time.
For like a week.
No, she'd be like, you don't know why.
Yeah.
You don't, like, I don't need to know. I don't have one.
Wait, so you're being serious?
I'm being dead serious.
Wow.
I have no idea why.
All right. Well,
I just know that it happens.
And that's when there's no playing on the field.
Correct.
Yeah. Ball game over.
Ball game over. Yeah. Rain delay.
Yeah. Game's been postponed.
So I will say, so yes, I understand your anxiety surrounding the issue.
It's not so much me. Like I said, I have the equipment, so I'm used to it. My wife, it was a talk at the gender reveal amongst like the women.
Yeah, all her girlfriends were all there.
Yeah.
It was nice to meet them.
It was funny.
I think you just gotta be gentle. The only cleaning we really do outside of bath time is if he was when he was like had a soiled diaper and maybe, you know, a little piece of turd got stuck in. Between his balls and his his little penis there. So you just kind of.
Has he ever pissed on you while you change his diaper?
Absolutely. Several times.
The other thing.
So you don't have to worry about that with girls.
Right.
Right. So absolutely. So here's a pro tip.
Okay.
When you've got, and I know you're a few months away from this.
No, I need it.
You got him on the changing table.
Right.
Baby boy. Changing his diaper. He's on his back. You take the diaper off. The baby wipes.
Yeah.
You delicately place it over the penis.
Ah.
So if he does.
It's a shield.
It's a shield.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so you learned this by mistake.
I learned that the hard way.
Right. Because once this little worm was just going to town, right? It's like, a hose. Right.
There's no turning it off.
Oh, wow.
And I've gotten peed on multiple times because sometimes you're in a daze and you forget to do that.
Right. Plus, he probably just likes moving it.
Yeah, they don't get fully aware of it until like.
Is he moving it now?
Yeah.
I didn't realize we'd talk about penis this much. But I am learning a lot, so thank you.
Well, it's educational, right?
This is
like Oprah versus Howard Stern. Like,
right,
she could get away with talking about this stuff. He would get in trouble for it. It's all the context of it.
Very true.
So, and when he's in the bath, he'll be sitting down. And I will say, okay, just a correction. I do put soap on his parts when it is bathing time.
Okay, so you are on penis duty.
I'm
for
on
bath
penis.
Time.
Correct.
Wow, interesting. And so was that talked about before?
It was just like, I'll handle this. You know what I mean? I know what I'm doing. Let me roll up my sleeves here.
I got one of these. Yeah.
Yeah. So I do the toes. She does the hair and the top and his face. And I'll do the toes, work my way up to the waist and the crevices around the waist.
You
and
got the toes
balls.
And the balls, man. You got the short end of the stick.
It's fine. It's easy. I'd rather do
He's got the back and the hair.
Well, she's got his butt too when he's done. He stands up and we got to scrub the butt. I'm like, I'm just holding
the trade off. Yeah. The trade off. Wow.
But no, I'm happy for you guys because that's what you want, right?
Oh, like,
if we were to have another kid, I would want a daughter. I would want a girl.
Right.
Not a lot of guys
and now
say
we're
that,
done. But. Like, I already told Colleen, like, I'm closing up shop. Like, I'm snip snap.
Whoa.
Yeah. She's really? Like, already? Like, the kid's not even here yet. And I equate it to, like, because I always do this too. As we're driving to wherever, I always say, what time are we leaving? Like, what's our exit strategy? You know what I mean? I'm already leaving before I get somewhere. So she's like, the kid's not even here yet. I'm already like, snip, snap, snip the wires. I'm done.
Speaking of exit strategies and children, a child, and I'm sure we've discussed this before, is the best out.
You can get out of literally anything.
Any situation. Like, he's getting a little cranky. Time for, we're going to have to go. Thanks for everything. The pate was delightful.
Yeah, he's not feeling well. We got to go. They can't speak for themselves. So it's like,
by the way, that is not what we did at your place. It was getting late and we did have to get him back. It was way past his bedtime.
But how much fun were Harrison and Kira having?
They were adorable. Once he warmed up, I think you saw the thing that I've been talking about where he had his sunglasses on for half of the time we were there inside.
Because he looked cool.
He looks cool. But
he's very Jack Nicholson. You know,
it's his,
like courtside at the Lakers game.
It's, it's his like safety blanket almost.
Yeah. No, I've seen this before and I referenced the movie. You've never seen it, but I think people who listen, it's a popular movie, Big Daddy. It's a whole scene of the movie where the kid wears glasses because Adam Sandler's character tells him like you're invisible if you wear it. So that was like his safety harness was wearing the sunglasses. Like Harrison.
I didn't tell him that, but he just kind of does
he just
it.
Ran with it?
He just likes if you saw me trying to take it off, I don't know if you saw, he'll go, no, and like wants them on. But then, after an hour or so, he'll take them off.
Right, right.
So it's just whatever. I'm like, if this keeps him content, then fine. You just roll with it. But they were super, once he warmed up and they were like playing with the little animals and stuff, the photos I sent you, and obviously the grand finale of them running back and forth from her room to the oven in the kitchen, just going, and like laughing that,
and
like,
then locking themselves into in Kira's room and then like busting out to surprise us, even though they've already done it 12 times. That was so funny.
It was a blast. I would love to get them together more often if we didn't live on the opposite
side.
Well,
why did you decide
city.
Who moved first? I think I moved first, right?
Well, you were already living in Jersey.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So I moved first. So yeah. What's the deal with you moving to,
I told you, we
like
moved
an hour away,
an hour away from you.
Yeah. What the hell?
But you're an,
ridiculous.
East of the city in Jersey. I'm in the western burbs of Philly.
I'm so mad that none of my guy friends moved anywhere near Jersey. They chose the deepest parts of PA suburbs. It's so frustrating. You're out there. I'm not going to say what town.
We moved there because her mother said, if you live near me, I will retire and watch
Oh. Well, I guess you got an excuse.
Yeah. So I was like, okay.
Because I wasn't going to make that commitment for you.
Her sister already lived there. Yeah. So we had a little, what do you call it? We had a little village already there.
Right. No, family there, I mean, listen, so. I can't argue with that. I mean, it sucks for me, but, yeah, because I think I see you like once a year.
Well, you see me all the time.
In that capacity.
Right, outside of work.
Right.
Yeah. No, we should do it more often. But I will say the crescendo for those obviously listening and weren't at the party.
Yeah.
Of the running back and forth. Like I had my eye. And this is what you get to look forward to with a little boy. I had my eye on the corner of your dining room table. Not because it was in a bad spot, but because I know my son. And he was having too much fun with Kira as they're sprinting back and forth and laughing. And we're all giggling. I'm looking at table and him not looking where he's going like he does and looking back at Kira laughing and crushes his face on the side of the corner of the table, goes flying back.
He really did
on the ground and, you know, obviously bursts into tears and starts crying. And it was,
is he out of his coma yet? Is he
that,
okay?
And that was the end of that.
Yeah, that was it.
But the funny thing is you notice that we didn't immediately like, oh God, oh no.
Right. Because that'll make it worse.
It just accelerates the situation. So you want to kind of be Johnny Cool Cakes.
Right.
Calm, walk over like, oh, okay, that surprised you. Yeah, that hurt.
Right. All right. Next time, let's look where we're going.
He doesn't even have a bruise.
Oh, is that right? Oh, good.
No, he's fine. He didn't even have a bruise. I thought he was going to have like a shiner under his eye.
Oh, for sure. I thought so too, because he really smacked it pretty good. But you know, kids are so resilient and their heads are really sturdy.
They're like diamonds. They're hard.
They are. But what was I going to say? Yeah, they were having a blast. Yeah, I have videos and photos. I think I'm going to post, and I have to do this now because I'm saying it. I'm going to post it on the Fatherhood Instagram.
Yeah, that's fine. Do it.
Photos and videos.
That's fine. You have my permission.
They were freaking out. They were so funny.
Speaking of Harry getting hurt, little quick tease here before the break. We had a momentous occasion this past weekend. We'll celebrate it.
Oh, more to celebrate.
Yes.
Huh? I'm happy that the rain had stopped during the party too, by the way. There was so many damn people in my house. It was not meant for that. I was like, this is the staging area. This is not meant for people to be in here. Isn't that the worst when you plan a party and it's supposed to be outside? And there's torrential downpour and everyone's inside and you're like,
yeah,
I would have cut the guest list by like 2/3 if I knew that. You know what I mean?
I mean, I didn't really talk to anybody. I only talked to people that talked to me. So
that's usually how you do things.
None of the men talked to me. It was just kind of like, really? Which I appreciate there was no like
forced
chit chat. Right. Yeah. It's like, what? So you like football? Yeah, I like football too.
You like sports?
What do you like?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I talked with your wife's girlfriends there for a little bit as I was eating my third helping of guacamole. And
yeah, food was good.
Yeah, everything's great. All right.
But yeah, so the sun came out. Everyone got the fuck outside, which was great. You're celebrating something else as well. And we're going to talk about that next.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, So this is a very celebratory podcast. Of course, we found out I'm having a boy. The gender reveal took place this past weekend. We have some photos up. I'm doing it now on our Instagram. Is it just what, at fatherhood?
I don't know. Shouldn't it be hashtag fatherhood?
What is our handle? I've never posted on it.
Oh, good. This Hold is going on. Well.
It's it's fatherhood stuff.
Oh, God.
We've made it impossible for anyone to A, find the podcast, and B, to follow the podcast on social media.
Is it really fatherhood stuff?
Yeah, I didn't make
what?
This.
Okay,
I
so somebody must have already had the other one, and corporate was just like, that's what it'll be called.
Right.
And we won't let you know.
Right. So I'm going to post some stuff there if you can find our account. But so that's just one part of the celebration. What are you celebrating, Battle?
We're celebrating not being at, in the, how do I say this? Not being in the emergency room because of Harrison. For the first weekend in 3 weeks.
That's fantastic. That's something to celebrate.
So I forget where we left off the last go round. Did we talk about how we had to go to urgent care? I think we did.
Which time?
When he left, the first time where he leapt off the couch and hurt his, and sprained his neck.
Yes, yes.
Turned out just to be a sprain after x-rays and everything, all that. Everything was fine. The following weekend, Saturday morning, he wakes up at 4 a.m. screaming and clutching his throat. And you're, as a parent, you're absolutely horrified at that, but trying to maintain coolness.
Right.
So he's clutching his throat and he can't move his neck. And we're like, what the hell? This was a Sunday. So what do you do? I don't know. Like, he's sweating. He's got an elevated temp, but he's probably sweating just because he was crying.
Right.
He's got an elevated temp.
What's his temp?
It wasn't feverish, but it was higher than it normally is.
Sure.
And he just felt warm.
Right.
But and again, you don't know.
And he's grabbing his throat?
He's clutching his throat.
Whoa.
Like, would not let go of his throat.
Huh.
And just kind of holding his right side, I think it was.
Okay.
Of his neck. And just kept pointing, like, boo-boo, boo-boo at his neck. We're like, well, what the hell's going on? And she had to go do something. I forget what it was. So I'm with the kid. Mm-hmm. Monitoring the situation, gave him some baby Tylenol, hanging out on the couch, and he just did not want to move. Every time he couldn't turn his head, just kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
So like, okay, did he hurt, you know, maybe he hurt his neck and he slept on it wrong, and he's a kid, he's 2 years old, can't really tell you what's going on, he just knows something hurts.
Right.
If he was an adult, it'd be like, you know, I slept my neck
weird,
wrong.
Yeah,
but he didn't want to eat anything. So I'm like, okay, so maybe it's internal.
Right.
So now you start getting a little more concerned.
Sure.
It could also still be external and just doesn't want to eat anything.
Right.
So she's like, all right, well, let's go to urgent care again. So at this point, we're on a first name basis.
I was
going to
say, they know everything about you.
Yeah. And I don't want to say where it was. So we go to urgent care. And by the way, can I just say on a larger argument, I feel like healthcare is the only thing where you pay through the nose and you get horrible service.
Urgent care, especially. I've gone to urgent care for myself plenty of times, and I always leave like, did we solve anything? I once got a prostate exam at an urgent care, and I don't think they were qualified to do that.
I don't know how much they are qualified to do. I
right.
feel like
she shoved her fingers up my butt, and she goes, "How does it feel?" I'm like, "Not good."
Not good.
Great, yeah.
Yeah, I don't really care for it.
Yeah.
If that's what you're asking.
What should I be feeling right now? What?
It feels better when they are not in there.
Yeah, right. I've never had a great experience at the urgent care, but, and you pay a lot.
You pay a lot, and I feel like you could be, and this is what happened to us. You could be seen by six different people.
Right.
One's a nurse, one's a doctor, one's a physician's assistant. They all give you a different answer.
That's exactly it. They're like, oh, it could be this, or oh, it could be that. Well, what is it?
So we would have better luck and be way cheaper if we just went to the bar and put a bunch of maladies on a dartboard and just had the local drunks firing darts at it. Like, okay, it could be a strep throat. It's this or it's that.
Yeah, Googling it is less confusing than going to an urgent care.
Like, right. And they're cheaper. Like, okay, well, is he usually like this? Like, is he usually screaming at the top of his lungs and clutching his throat and unable to, not eating and unable to move?
Is he a normally sweaty kid?
Yeah, he's not usually like this.
Yeah.
We had to bring him in his pajamas because he didn't want to.
Jesus.
He refused like to get this? Changed. Yeah. He was just not a good situation. So we were in some form of urgent care. / hospital ER for 8 hours on Sunday, which, talking about waiting in lines, it was, you know, and we put our name in for the urgent care. So, and we showed up and we got called back pretty quickly. We put our name in ahead of time. It's like,
you can do that.
Like certain places you can,
like you put like a reservation in, like you call ahead.
Yeah. But not like Red Lobster reservation where it's like, they don't really hold the reservation. You're just on a list. See.
At least they're true to their word in that sense. That's
yes,
good.
That I was thankful for. I was not thankful for the, and I don't want to discriminate, but the doctor came in, was a bit of a fucking space cadet. And she's the one like, is he normally like this? Like, no, he's not normally like this doctor with flower tattoos all over your arm, which, look, I understand I am judgy, but I almost wanted to be like, can we get another doctor who like looks like a doctor? I want one like Grey's Anatomy, one of the looks like that. The ones that look like on TV.
Yeah, I don't even look like Malone in here.
Yeah. I want a fucking doctor.
Wow. Okay. So Flower Girl comes in.
She's like, maybe you should go to the ER and they could drug him up with something and we could look at him better. Like,
what?
What? And my wife was
look
like,
look at him better.
We're not going to
dissect him.
Yeah. We're not going to drug him up so you can put him under a microscope.
Like, yeah. What is this?
Just, what do you think it is? She's like, well, we can't tell. He's too inconsolable right now. Like, okay. Like, are you qualified to be here?
Right. Are normally like really sick kids, are they usually like composed? Of course, he's upset.
This is not Build-A-Bear. Right. This is
Who do you think you are?
With a bunch of
this
screaming
is a Disney
children.
Bitch.
Yeah.
What?
So we go... And it was the same thing. We went to the ER. You wait another hour. Somebody comes in like, hello, what's going on? Tell this person what's going on. Okay, that's weird. Let me go get a doctor. Like, well, who are you? Like, what? Another hour goes by. Doctor comes in. Doesn't really do anything. Comes in with a neck brace. Like
a neck brace?
A neck brace. Like, well, didn't. By the way, none of them checked for strep. None of them. They just looked into his ears, looked into his eyes.
I'm so confused.
Nothing looks. Looked down his throat quickly, but because he was screaming, that was easy. Just kind of like get a
flashlight in there quick.
Yeah. And he's like, it doesn't look red. Everything looks fine. I'm like, okay, well, the only thing I can think of, we were outside in this little play area outside of these restaurants in this big, whatever, entertainment square in King of Prussia.
Yeah.
And he was stacking these big blocks and he was like leaping off of them. But like by leaping off of them, I was holding, he goes, jump. And I was grabbing him and kind of heaving him up into the air and then gently sending him down. And he'd go rinse, repeat.
Yeah.
Right? One time he didn't say jump. And he just jumped and dove into my face and crushed me in the face. So I'm like, okay, neither of us had a bruise, but it hurt me. He was fine. But I'm wondering if maybe he has a stick neck from that.
Oh, okay.
And she goes, that's probably what it is. Yeah. So they bring in the neck brace. And this neck brace, by the way, just looked like some child put together a piece of paper and just kind of rolled it around like this. Like, here's your neck brace. The neck brace is sitting on is around his teddy bear's neck at home right now.
Is it really?
Never once used, right?
And how much is that such a bag?
That's what I told my wife. I go, they just handed this to us so they can bill us another $5,000 for this piece of felt. So luckily, we had his 2.5 years old, check up with this pediatrician who we love and absolutely knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
And she's looking at him like, okay. And we told her everything that's going on. She's like, I don't think there's a sprain. Like, no, he's fine. And she looks down his throat. She's like, it looks a little red. It's like, oh, the ER and the urgent care said it wasn't. And like, well, I don't have to tell you. Like, she doesn't want to bash them, but she kind of was like,
I know colors and that's red.
Yeah. His throat's red.
Yeah.
And by the way, that could just be from crying or screaming. I don't know. So she does a quick strep test.
Yeah.
And he's fine. He doesn't have strep. She's like, he's probably just got some thing. Do you know what I mean?
Like,
I don't know. Like,
but so she was like,
just
mystery.
Just give him some Motrin. By the way, the hospital didn't say, just give him some Motrin, fluids, rest. We knew the fluids and rest thing, but we were giving him Tylenol. That wasn't helping. The hospital is just, yeah, just keep giving him Tylenol. I don't know. We walked out of the hospital. We spent all day at the hospital, thousands of dollars later, with a piece of felt.
And no answers, just more confused.
No answers, right. Yeah. No answers. At least our pediatrician was like, give him some Motrin and just keep an eye on it. If it gets worse, get a hold of me. And he was fine. After a couple of days. So
do you think you spent into the, like, at least $1,000 altogether between urgent care and...
I don't know. She pays the health care for him.
Yeah. But, like, I know it's not cheap.
I'll Venmo her.
God.
Her insurance is really good.
Did they check his penis?
They did not. I was on penis duty. I said everything was A-OK.
This has been Hashtag Fatherhood on Odyssey.
All right, show me your dick. All right.